them. And I'm not talking about what you heard somebody else say. But can you say it for yourself? You know that you know that you know that you know that God has been good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's been better to us than we've been to ourselves. He is a good God. Hallelujah. And as Bishop Freeman would say, no doubt about it. Hallelujah. Praise God. He is good. He has kept us here 53 days. I meant 63 days. 63 days in 2018. Tell somebody I'm still here. Could have been gone. But God had blessed us, had mercy on us. Hallelujah. And his grace has allowed us to come on this far in the year. Praise God. So we glorify God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, who has brought us together one more time to our presider, Elder Swenson. And to the alternate, Sheila Minister Swenson. To all other ministers in the house. To all officers in the house of God. And to every layperson. Because everybody is somebody. And don't you forget it. Everybody's precious. Everybody is good in your own way. You got the good in you if you don't let it come out. Because God made everything good and very good. Hallelujah. So the good is there. Hallelujah. We just got to let it come out. Everybody looks good. And it ain't based on your opinion. It's based on God's opinion. For he made everything beautiful in its own time. Hallelujah. Praise God. So say, neighbor, I'm so sorry if I don't look good to you. But see Jesus about it. Hallelujah. Praise God. You see Jesus about it. Hallelujah. He has the supreme authority. And what Jesus say goes. So far as that concerned, you don't even have to see him. He's already said it in his word. Hallelujah. And it said what it meant. It meant what it said. No more, no any less. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Anybody glad to be alive today? All right. For this is another day the Lord has made. We ought to rejoice and be glad that he let you be in his day. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We ain't got no right to complain. It's the Lord's day. And if you don't want to go through with what's going through, they'll tell him to take you out of here. Hallelujah. Praise God. But as long as you're in his day, you're going to have to rough it up and tough it. Hallelujah. That's how bad you want to be here. Glory be to God. Everybody in here want to go to heaven, right? We just tell your neighbor, I don't want to go today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. What time is it? Good news time. God's word is good news. And it's good news in this bad news world. Hallelujah. You should find our text today in the book of Ephesians, 4th chapter. And we'll begin at verse 1. Father, in the name of Jesus, stand here, yielded spiritual man, mental man, physical man. Cast them all into your care that you may use us for your glory and your honor. Send a word that empowers us and delivers us. Send a word that will give us the victory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Send a word that will cause us to walk like you will have us to walk. Talk like you will have us to talk. Hallelujah. And to do your will. Now let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and my redeemer. And the people of God say, amen. Are we there? And therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bonds of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called into one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God of all and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. We'll stop there. Look at the person sitting near you and say, walk worthy. Walk worthy. This is a task that we have to perform. And we need to do it according to the word of God. So we ought to realize who we are and whose we are. And once we find that out, then we walk accordingly. Some of us have attempted to follow Jesus, but you want to follow him on your own terms. And that's not worthy of the calling that you've been called into. You've got to give up your way, your ideas, your thoughts, and do what God has specified in his holy word. No more and no less. We got to realize that we've been called to a work. He didn't call us to sit. And he didn't call us to be comfortable. He called us out of his comfort zone, out of our comfort zone, and called us into a world of agony, disappointments, criticized and being ostracized and kicked aside, denied, and whatever else. It's not all that pleasant. But you've been called because he has specially made you for that purpose. And when it comes, you are capable of carrying it out. If you really are going to walk worthy of that calling, God does not call us to do anything that he has not prepared for you to get it done. And has not prepared you to do it. We hear people say, I ain't got there yet. And I keep telling you from time to time that if it's at your door, you're there. God wouldn't allow it to come to your house. That is this house. Not the building you live in. God will not allow it to come to your house if you weren't ready for it. He doesn't work that way. He gives the answer before the problem. So before a problem comes, he makes the answer for it. We got a way out. If we just keep on holding on. And so we said he called us from being comfortable to uncomfort. And how do I know that? Because when he called us, he told us to go. But he also added in that as you go, I'm going to send you out there to meet wolves dressed up in sheep clothes. In other words, I'm going to put you out there with people that say they're saved, dress like they're saved, but the person underneath the garment is a raving wolf. And he'll try to come out on you. Sometimes our color show. We try to do the best we can, but he just comes out anyhow. I hear it say from time to time, what's in you? You can't keep it out all the time. He's a raving wolf. And I'm sending you out as a sheep. I'm not sending you out as another wolf. But some of us act like we're a wolf too when the wolf comes. God comes letting the wolf to come there to test you. And to see if you're going to be like Job. And God could brag on Job, because Job was walking worthy. Okay. The devil said, when the Lord came together and the children of God came with him, the devil snuck in too. He's in here now. Just because you said in worship service don't mean the devil ain't here. If you in a worship service and the devil's not in, you better get out. Because the word says when God and the sons of God came together, the devil came also. Why is he coming to the house of God? Because he don't need to go where the sinners are. He already got them. He ain't waste his time with the sinners. He going to get at that saint. He going to search you some discord. He'll make you take a little thing that you saw in somebody, because anybody in here perfect? If y'all, raise your hand back quick. All of us got some imperfection in us that we need to get out. But God's going to leave you with something. He needs you praying. Okay? And to get you to pray, he allowed things to happen. He need to let you keep your mind stayed where? On him. And if you keep your mind stayed on him, you can walk worthy. And because you're going to have what? Perfect peace. Okay? And see, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, he left his comfort zone, did he not? And came to a cruel, rude, and evil world. He was up there in heaven, sitting on the throne beside the Father, and seeing down here a world that was full of hatred, envy, jealousy, and spite. A world that was full of sin. He saw all of that murder going on and false accusing. But he saw that man needed somebody. He saw that he needed some help, because sin had taken him over, and he needed a savior. All right? And so I'm told that it was searched all over trying to find somebody. Abraham couldn't come. He lied. And Abraham was one of them boys that says, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God bragged on them. And it's Abraham who said, I'm going to make you father. No, not I'm going to make you. I have made you father of many nations. Here he is, no children at all. But God said, I made you. Past tense. And though you don't have the results in front of you, you are the father of many nations. Hallelujah. At that time, he was just one nation then. That's the nation of the Jews. When he died, he still just had what? One nation and one son of promise. But God said, I'm going to get you, Father, as much as the grains of sand on the beach. As much as the stars in the sky, your seed shall be many. So when God says something, church is already done. And if you would study the word, you can walk in that and be worthy of your calling. He has called all of us, and he has given all of us gifts. Every one of us have a gift. He didn't make you just to make you. You were put here for a purpose. And you were put here to do a work. He didn't say, I'm saving you now, you sit here. But he said, go. Where do I go? Master, and to all the world. Well, I ain't got no money. I can't go way over there. He don't necessarily mean you go everywhere in the world, but go to everybody that you meet in the world. And be my witness. Don't raise your hand, but how many witnesses in this week? You didn't go because you didn't see nobody. As you go, be my witness. Well, I didn't have time. I had to tell them about Sister Georgia first. We ran out of time. That's not what he said. He said, as you go, be my witness. But we witness about everybody, but we're not walking worthy. Mm-hmm. I might defend this up next week, but I just want you thinking on something today. We need to know who Jesus is. Amen. We need to know what he sacrificed. He left the kingdom of God and came to a world that was going to reject him, and he already knew that. But we ain't going there. I ain't wasting my time going there. They gonna turn me down anyhow. I ain't gonna witness to Sis Mildred. She don't even look like she's ready to be saved no way. Who made you judge and jury? He didn't tell you go to people that you think gonna be saved. Because who you think might be saved today may not never get saved. And the one that you think can't and ain't ready is the very one. I just need to give you one example, and that's the author of the text we gave today. His name was Saul. Killer, persecutor, one that was doing all he can to get rid of Christ's followers. In fact, he was on his way to the place called Damascus. He was going there to persecute the Jews. And everyone that called on the name of the Lord. Yes. I even got me some authority. Yes. thing that's going on my own, but he got his authority. He had his little his warrant, I guess it was, signed by the right people. So he throw his papers on them. Yeah, we got them in the church. They throw your papers on you. But that's where they're supposed to be, in the church. And we don't walk worthy because we start judging them, and then because they done what they done, we stop backing up. And if we keep on backing, we've been backed all the way out the church and call ourselves doing what the Lord said to. God will hear him and say, well, God didn't mean for me to take all of this. I wonder what would have happened. I don't even need to even wonder. If Jesus had done the same thing, he don't mean for me to go through all of this. But I heard him say, if you seek to save your soul, your life, you're going to lose it. But if you seek to lose it for my sake, you shall gain it. But that don't make no sense. Like, he's doing things backwards. That's the kind of God he is. He doesn't work on logic. Logic will get you in trouble. Logic will hold you back. A logic will keep you from excelling in the things of the Lord. Because it doesn't make no sense. It got to make some sense to us. That's because you and God is God. That's why he's God. Everything he say is so. Even if it wasn't when he said it, it was, became so. God said, I can. I say, I can't. Who knows what? And who is right? Hallelujah. God said, with God, all things are possible. You said, like the devil did, God lied. That's what he did to Eve. He sowed some seeds of deception, doubt in her mind, and she stopped following the Lord and went following the devil. The neighbor, if you're not following the Lord, you're following the devil. There ain't nobody else. So either you're doing it God's way or the devil's way. Ain't no such thing as doing it my way, because your way is the devil's way. You're not walking worthy. Your way, walking worthy calls you to give up your way and take on God's way. After all, he's been here since the beginning of anything. And he will be here to the end of everything and still be here. So he knows everything from the beginning to the end, because he said, I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He knows everything, church. And it may not come out the way you think it ought to come out. It wasn't for you. It's for him. It's not about you or me. Although we make it about us. That's why the church so tore up now. It's all about us. Who do you come here to worship? Don't answer out loud. We said we're going to the house of what? Worship. Well, who do you come here to worship? The Lord. So if you came here to worship the Lord, why are you looking at me? Why are you trying to find something wrong with me? You, the only way you look at me is not to lift me up. You're looking at me to find something wrong. We are Saul all over again that need to be saved. Because when God saved him, he changed his name. When God saved you, he changes you. He moved you out of self and put you in him. And get back and cause you to be worthy now to walk according to his calling. When God saves you, things happen in your life. The impossible becomes possible. When God saves you, you can say, I can do all things. Through Christ that saves me, that strengthens me. When God saves, it's no longer I, but he that liveth in me. When God saves you, I'm not living for myself any longer. I live for Christ. And I died to gain. I live to portray Christ. I died to get my reward. So when I, while I'm living here, it's not to put me forth. It's not to get everything I can get. Because you won't never get through getting. You will never get satisfied. You're poor, you want some money. You're rich, you still want money. Got more money, you're spending three lifetimes, and you still want more. It's all about you. So when we come to worship, come with our minds set on him. And don't let nothing deter that mind. The devil's going to think, you don't think you're going to come in here to worship and don't have nothing to just distract your attention. And once they get your attention distracted on something that you didn't agree with, he got you debt for service. You ain't gonna get nothing else out of it. Any other way, you're gonna sit there and get mad and madder and madder. And when you leave, you ain't gonna talk about what the pastor preached about. You're gonna talk about whatever that made you mad. Not only for the rest of the day, for the rest of the month. And some of us are going to spend their be holding on to the next year homecoming. That's because you're not walking worthy. When you walk worthy, you cast all your cares. and I'm quitting. Tell your neighbor it's to be continued. Walk worthy. If you're having problems walking worthy, now's your time to come. And cast your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you. He will deliver. He will make you free. If you are without church and needing a place to go, a place that you can say, this is where the Lord has placed me, now's your time to come as well. If you have other concerns and problems, altar calls here. You can come and God will satisfy your every need. The doors to faith is open. All you got to do is walk through and be delivered. Mail course is singing. Gospel invitation extended. To whosoever will, come.
These were there just in time to rescue me. He was there just in time to rescue me. When I was lost in a world of sin, he was there to take me in. He was there just in time to rescue me. Yes, it was. It was a long time, y'all. Oh, my Lord. Let me say another verse. I remember when I was lost in the world. Oh, sin, I could not find my way. He was there just in time to rescue. There take me in. He was there just in time to rescue me. I was saying another verse now. Was there just in time to rescue me? I was lost in the sin. He was there to take me in. He was there just in time to rescue me. Did you ever have a friend and a loved one you feel so dear? Have you hope? He was there just in time to rescue me. I was lost in a world of sin. He was there to take me in. He was there just in time to rescue me. He was there just in time to rescue me.
Don't sing the first, don't sing.
He was there just in time to rescue me. I was lost in the world of sin. He was there to take me in. He was there just in time to rescue me. He was there just in time to rescue me. He was there just me. I was lost in the sin. He was there to take me in. He was there just in time to rescue.